This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and our Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. A special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, helping to keep us free and safe. And to the truckers, to the warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, helping to keep the waterways moving. Thanks for all you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Now, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we've got Denise Simon, and good morning again to you.
Good morning.
I believe we probably need to report on Hurricane Sally because this is now 50 miles southwest of Pensacola, Florida, but it's moving back to the north-northeast towards Pensacola, Florida, with wind gusts as high as 125 miles out, 25 miles from the center, sustained winds of 105 miles an hour, Category 2 hurricane. They expect as much as 30 inches of rain, which is going to create a huge problem for the entire the western part of Florida, up in the Panhandle, and Alabama and Mississippi for sure.
Well, yeah, the flooding is going to really hurt on this one. Now, I will say that New Orleans at least dodged a bullet here.
They did.
They're going to get some rain, but, you know, not like with the thing hanging over them. And they're below sea level. Now, when it comes to Mobile and Pensacola, they are not below sea level, but, and there are a lot of sea breaks there, sandbars, so maybe that won't necessarily help. But, yeah, so this thing just kind of hangs there. It's really not moving. I think it's going at, like, what, 2 or 3 miles an hour kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to hurt them.
Yep, and it's going to be there. They're talking about 24 to 36 hours of rain nonstop.
That's a rough one.
Yeah. Now, there was something that happened yesterday, and I just spotted this just a second ago. It popped up on Fox. Senator Ed Markey, the one who's in Massachusetts, he just proposed legislation to ban police from having, or from being able to use rubber bullets, tear gas, and bean bags.
Yeah, he did. He did that, I think, early this week or late last week.
Why don't you just tell them, hey, man, you can't go out there with a gun either. You can only have your nightstick and good luck.
That's exactly what he said.
Jeez. Well, it's not right. I mean, these cops are being shot at.
He's the one that partnered with AOC on the Green New Deal. So
correct.
Do I need to say any more?
No, but I'll tell you this much. He's out of his mind because, you know, things like this need to be publicized a little bit more because I'm telling you. And by the way, yesterday with Joe Biden coming to Tampa, I don't know if you noticed this or not, but they had about 150 or so Trump supporters outside. I knew a lot of them that were there because I met with them again last night at the Tampa Trump Club. And they were there. They were having a good time. They were driving the Trump trucks around with the big flags in the back, blowing their horns and all that stuff. And Biden had about 20 people in his veterans meeting that he had there. And there were probably 50 or 60 reporters that were there. They were the ones that made up most of the room, not the people that were in it with Biden.
Yeah, I saw even where WFLA, who is not a fan of Trump, they did in fact report the video showing that there were Trump fans on both sides of the road.
Yep.
And no Biden fans could be seen.
Nope. And it's very obvious the enthusiasm is not there. And like I say, last night we had a couple hundred people at the Tampa Bay Trump Club over there at Muggs on Olmerton. And it's just unbelievable, the enthusiasm that's there. Unbelievable.
Well, okay.
Now, Rick Grenell, who I like, and I think that I don't know what he's going to do next, but I'm sure he's going to have a great position with the Trump administration, especially when President Trump gets reelected. He's said that President Trump has changed the calculus for peace. What's he mean there?
Well, I mean, it goes back to the agreements that were signed yesterday, what are known as the Abraham Accords. And that does change the calculus. It changes an awful lot of things, especially if you inject, as we're told, there are other countries, that are, in talks. Now, this will put an interesting, pressure on Lebanon too. Let's not forget the Lebanese government's run by Iran.
Okay. Hold the fort. We'll be right back with more. By the way, when we come back with Denise Simon, we're going to finish talking about that because, of course, you got the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain that signed the agreement yesterday. There's other countries going to come aboard. And then we're hearing that we may have a vaccine within 3 to 4 weeks. How about them apples? Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by the great folks over at Balance of Nature. Now, you can go to the website, balanceofnature.com, take a look at all the different wellness products they got over there, and pay close attention to the fruits and veggie capsules they got there, because that's what I'm taking, and it's working really good for me. Now, if you want a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, this product will help you out, and I got a deal for you, because you can save 35% on that, plus whatever it is you want to order off their website, balanceofnature.com, by using the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Now, give them a call if you'd like to. At 800-246-8751, you can speak with a health coach. And if you want to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751 using the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, to save 35% on your order. Balanceofnature.com. Tell them the captain sent you. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is back with us. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Now, we had a question from the chat room, and granted, you just mentioned it, but we'll expound on this a little bit more. After the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain deals, is Saudi Arabia softening their stance on Israel?
Yes, significantly, and has been for quite some time. And the reason is they have a common enemy, and that common enemy is Iran. And in fact, I would argue that Saudi Arabia probably hates Iran more than Israel does. And let's not forget that, you know, there's been this conflict in Yemen with the Houthis, and the Houthis are yet another Iranian militia, if you will.
Yep.
And the Houthis continue to attack oil infrastructure in Saudi Arabia. So everybody's mad at Saudi Arabia because Saudi Arabia, with the help of the United States, by the way, on intelligence, is, you know, at war with the Houthis in Yemen. And Yemen is probably the second poorest country in the world behind Haiti. So the answer to that is yes. And they've already been cooperating. Israel and Saudi Arabia have already been cooperating for a lot of years. But this, what this does is it takes a situation where they share intelligence, they share trade, they share travel, they share, you know, all those kinds of things. Now, the other countries to look at, as I said, was Oman, possibly Saudi Arabia is in the mix, there is Sudan, there is Morocco. So this is going to put some pressure on Lebanon, because Lebanon's government is run by Hezbollah, which is too is also Iranian. It's changing everything in the Middle East. Absolutely changing everything.
Okay, we're going to take a call here. We got our favorite question asker. Okay, Mr. Question Asker, ask your question.
Okay. I want to know what Denise thinks about this possibility is what I want to find out. Because basically, if we don't impose real law and order, BLM and their shock troops might be going out into the neighborhoods and demanding reparations like they did on those restaurant people, as BLM is the modern brown church for the Democrats. And I want to know what she thinks about the possibility of this happening, because it looks like it could develop into a real possible race situation on this. All right, that's it, Captain. Oh, by the way, be strong, be of good courage. God bless America, and long live the Republic. All right.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. Good luck if they want to come out in the burbs. Good luck.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing if they start really hitting the suburbs, because I don't think that they necessarily know the protections and the laws and so forth in the suburbs, like Stand Your Ground.
That's right.
Or the Castle Doctrine.
Yep.
And those kinds of things. Now, I was actually talking to a friend of mine not too long ago who's a retired CIA, and he lives in a fairly small town in eastern Pennsylvania. And, you know, I asked him, I said, you know, are you watching these things that are going on in with these protests in Pennsylvania? And he said, yeah. He said, but I don't think that these people necessarily understand. If they start coming into, the suburban areas,
mm-hmm.
there are an awful lot of people that are armed up and they just won't put up with it. The
You're
other
right.
thing is, a lot of these neighborhoods and these smaller towns, these houses are outfitted with ring doorbells,
mm-hmm.
and they capture video,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, you know, there's a lot of other security measures, if you will, if they start coming into suburban areas.
That's true.
Which they have also, by the way, threatened to do, and in some cases yep. they have.
Yep, that's true. Now, the president said yesterday that it could be 3 or 4 weeks away from having a vaccine.
Well, that's true. Vaccine testing with the one that had, what is it, AstraZeneca had to suspend theirs because
Correct.
Of the one person that had... Well, that one person happened to be in the UK, but apparently that has been resolved. That person did have some other issue, some other health issue. So they're going back into testing. Now that's just one of 13 or 14 companies. I think Trump needs to, I'm okay that he's saying this, but he needs to be careful on these dates because it's almost as though people, you know, they interpret the words the way they necessarily want to hear it, good or bad. And it almost is saying, hey, you know, you'll be able to line up on US 19 at this location to start getting your vaccines. That's not the truth. That's not accurate. Because there has to be a distribution network. There has to be some kind of, you know, a program that's out there. But it also will likely, when these vaccines are ready, it's going to go to key populations first. And what do I mean by that? Well, it may certainly go to first responders, frontline medical staff,
right,
senior citizens, you know, those that are carrying the most vulnerabilities or in the higher risk groups.
Yep.
Those would probably, so they would not just make this whole thing available for everybody. They will have to kind of do it on a measured, you know, planned out basis.
Now, in lieu of the federal judge who made the ruling against the Pennsylvania governor, Governor Wolf, Pennsylvania Democrats in the House of in their legislature, their state legislature, have introduced a bill to require masks in public. Now, this is one of the things that the judge shot down, the governor, saying that he could not mandate that, that it was not up to him. It was up to the highest local authority. Now, obviously, the state legislature is not the highest local authority, is it?
Well, yes. What is basically, the judge is basically saying is that there is no law in Pennsylvania, and the governor just can't, you know, use his pen and phone and make it some kind of a, you know, edict. But the legislature can, you know, go through the legislative system in Pennsylvania and then make it a law. The law can then be challenged. But, you know, there is no law right now. You can't operate by an executive order. You, it would have to be law. And the governor can't just make law. That has to go through the legislature. So, yes, that would be the right thing to do if that's really what Pennsylvania wants to do.
What do you think about Oracle being very close to a deal with TikTok?
Look, it really doesn't matter who buys them. I don't care if it's Facebook or Oracle or, you know, Verizon. I don't really care. What I, you know, what they're necessarily buying is the, what is known as the code, you know, the software code.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, TikTok is, as much as they say it isn't, but it's got the Chinese Communist Party's management and quasi-ownership all over it. And we're saying if you want to keep operating in the United States, it needs to be a U.S. entity. If a U.S. company doesn't buy it, then it isn't going to be in the United States. So I don't care who buys it.
Okie dokie. We will talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel, and I'll be in touch with you a little bit later. So you have yourself a good day. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Check her out. Read all the great articles she has to offer there. And follow her on Facebook. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Forecasters are saying Hurricane Sally will bring historic flooding. The Category 1 storm is expected to reach the Gulf Coast in the next few hours. They say the storm is moving slowly, so it's hard to predict where it will make landfall.
We have encouraged those individuals that are in low-lying areas to please move north, please go find a family member or a friends to stay with so that we don't put our emergency first responders in harm's way.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey says people in the coastal areas and along Mobile Bay have to evacuate.
My fellow Alabamians, Hurricane Sally is not to be taken for granted.
Hurricane warnings stretch from Mississippi to Florida. 20 inches of rain is expected near the coast. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is indeed time for the Military and Veterans News Report here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses to better serve you. We'll tell you all about where they're at after the National Aviation Academy gets to tell you about themselves. Don't go anywhere. Here we go.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got 2 locations, 2 campuses to serve you. One is in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, and the other one is down here in my neck of the woods in Clearwater, Florida, right across Tampa Bay from where I'm at. I'm in Tampa, they're in Clearwater, on the other side of the bay. Now, either one, I would strongly suggest that what you do is you give them a call at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. Ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. Now, the reason I'm saying that is because you get an idea to see firsthand what's involved with the National Aviation Academy. Because I'm telling you, becoming an aviation maintenance tech is something that you will cherish for the rest of your life, because it is a job you'll never not be able to find work, number one, and never not be able to go somewhere where you can get work, number two. So it's job security, extremely extraordinaire in this day and age in which we live in. NAA.edu, the website, 800-659-2080, the phone number. Now, 2 months after top Pentagon officials vowed to get to the bottom of whether or not the Russian government bribed the Taliban to kill American service members, the commander of troops in the region says a detailed review of all available intelligence has not been able to corroborate the existence of such a program. Very important that you put that in the memory bank. Now, about 46,000 veterans had their personal information exposed after hackers breached a Veterans Affairs computer systems used to send payments to outside medical providers, according to what the VA department said on Monday. Wow. So make sure you got your credit updated, and you check to make sure that they haven't gotten your information and paid you a little visit, if you will, your bank account. Now, Lupe Guillaume used to think she wanted to join the military. And why wouldn't she? Her older sister Vanessa had always dreamed of military service and growing up, and Lupe wanted to do everything Vanessa did. Now, Vanessa disappeared, and her body was found just off the base at Fort Hood. Again, the situation there is they've already replaced the base commander once. They have a temporary commander there, and they're investigating a lot of things that have gone on there. And to the folks over there in San Antonio, I know you know what I'm talking about. Now, the commander in charge of the U.S.'s military nuclear arsenal has warned that the increasing China nuclear stockpile is next on Beijing's to-do list. They're going to add to the nuclear weaponry they have. And scientists at the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research are advancing a vaccine that may be able to prevent strains of the common cold in the future. Now, you might have heard me talk yesterday about the availability of flu shots, and people were talking about whether or not they wanted to do that in lieu of what's coming up with the vaccine for COVID. But believe it or not, the reports out there are that the flu vaccine actually helps to a certain degree when it comes to whether or not you catch the COVID or not. Now, Iran is weighing a plot, we've heard about that, to kill the U.S. ambassador to South Africa. The Islamic Republic is still looking to avenge the death of Qassem Soleimani, and that was believed to be a soft target, the female ambassador down there in South Africa. Needless to say, I don't think that's going to happen at the present time, because we've definitely given her a ring of security, and they're got their antenna up, keeping track of stuff. By the way, it's yet another reminder of just how vulnerable highly strategic assets, even air defense systems, are to low-end drones. Now, a mysterious drone incursion has occurred over the U.S. THAAD anti-ballistic missile battery in Guam, not once, but twice. A drone flying over. Never should have happened to begin with, right? And officials in southern Germany are considering imposing hefty fines against a 26-year-old American woman linked to a cluster of coronavirus cases in the Alpine resort town, including a hotel that caters to U.S. military personnel. Wow. By the way, 8 more troops and their family members have tested positive for the coronavirus after flying from the United States to South Korea. The military said Monday, raising the total number of cases affiliated with U.S. forces to 188. And the commander of the largest U.S. naval base in Japan lowered the installation's health alert level Monday and lifted some travel and activity restrictions of its own personnel. We'll see how that works out. Now, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said that he's optimistic that the pace of peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban are moving along, and he said he expects to see a full withdrawal of U.S. forces from the country by the spring of 2021. We'll see how that works out. It may or may not be a good idea. The jury's still out on that one. And by the way, in his first interview, key witness of the impeachment trial, Alexander Vindman, the retired lieutenant colonel, went way out of his way trying to please the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, by talking about the relationship that the two had together. Okay, let's drift on over here real quick and see if we can get a call in here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, boss, it's John in Tampa. Let's get down to business. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden voted today, and that should be the only vote that he gave. In fact, he went in there, and after it was done, he said he voted for Donald Trump, okay? Because he doesn't have the ability, nor the faculties, nor the wherewithal, and it's not the case. No one's voting for Harris. You got 2% of the vote, Harris, okay, for the Democrat Party. So no one's voting for you. You're a loser, and Biden voted for Trump, okay? That means every other American should be voting for Donald Trump, whether you're black, white, Hispanic, Puerto Rican, Sicilian, or whatever you are, okay? And let me tell the Latinos that I'm Sicilian and Puerto Rican. We sent money to Puerto Rico, and they wasted it. Don't give me that crap that Donald Trump didn't do his job. They wasted it like they always do, okay? Like these other countries take our money, and they waste our money, and they steal. They've been mooching off the United States like China has, and all these other countries, okay? So don't tell me that Donald Trump didn't do anything for Puerto Rico. They wasted the money like they always do. Every American, black, white, Hispanic, woman, women, you still can't get your hair done. You have to have a judge in Pennsylvania overrule that you're talking about a dictator. They try to say Trump's a dictator. No. Your Democrat governor, your Democrat mayor's a dictator. Make sure you go for Donald Trump, stand up for your country, and Joe Biden, don't come over here again because the military turns in the cops, and you hate the cops, you hate the first responders. Stand up.
All righty. Thank you very much, Todd in Tampa. And computer just cut him off, but I let him go until the end there. I'll be right back with more. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming right back on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All right, thank you very much there, my New Jersey cowgirl, down by way of Georgia now, Carrollton, Georgia. That's Donna Fiducia. She and her husband, Don, operate the Double D Ranch right there. It's a big old horse stable where they got a lot of horses in there, and that's a good thing. And they're just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. And if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then I've got a deal for you. I want you to trot on over to balanceofnature.com, take a look at the wellness products they have there, and whatever it is you decide to buy, you can use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and you can save 35% on your order. All you got to do is give them a try. And remember, you can also call them at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Now, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT to save 35%. That's R-E-S-U-L-T, RESULT, balanceofnature.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All righty, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Morning.
Hey, listen, today is our governor's birthday, Ron DeSantis. Happy birthday, governor.
Yeah, lucky you guys. I'm jealous. You guys got a hell of a governor down there.
We got a hell of a governor, and you got, I don't know what that is up there in New York, but boy, you need to get rid of him.
Good luck with that. This neck of the woods. I mean, a lot of ignorance abounds, liberal ignorance in and around here. But no, he's done a great job down there in Florida. Kids back in school, kids playing sports, businesses opening up. I hope Floridians don't take it for granted. Again, I find it hard to believe that the polls are even close in the state of Florida based upon just the most, through COVID, this recent thing and the leadership that you had down there.
They're not. They're not. If you take a look at the polls, there was a poll that came out yesterday, a Democratic-leaning poll, leaned 5%, that had Biden up by 5% in Florida. Okay, what did I just say? Leans 5% to the left. Okay, so therefore, you got a poll that's either even or Donald Trump was ahead in it. The other polls that are out there that don't lean one way or the other, Rasmussen included, has got Donald Trump ahead in Florida.
Yeah, I don't even think that, I can't even imagine it being that close. I mean, you could have had Andrew Gillum as your governor, for crying out loud. I mean, wake up, people.
Yeah, the bisexual whatever.
Yeah, well, that's a career enhancement nowadays. It really is.
Yeah, now I want to tell you something real quick here because this is important in terms of Biden. He was here in Tampa yesterday and he made this big deal. Well, I'm here to talk to the veterans and have a veteran summit, and then I'm going to be talking with the Latinos and this, that, and the other. Well, at the height of his chat, he had 20 people there. He had about 50 or 60 members of the press. He had the Secret Service and about 20 people there to see him, and that was it. And when he did his veterans thing, he had 8 people sitting around the table and him. Way to go, Joe.
Yeah, you take a look at those numbers, and you guys, you say, where's the interest in this? I mean, people, really don't.
There isn't any.
Yeah, so it's fascinating.
There was not one Biden supporter out on the street waving a sign or a flag or anything like that for Biden, but there was a couple of hundred Trump people out there doing it with their Trump stuff, and they were making a lot of noise and having a good old time. Biden saw them, and they were also out there driving around in a circle with their big old jacked-up trucks with the American flag and the Trump flags in the back of them. That was hilarious.
It's funny. There's no doubt about it. The enthusiasm is definitely there for Donald Trump.
You bet.
There for Joe Biden. There's no doubt about that.
You bet. You're absolutely right. All right. Well, we'll move along here because we got several different things going on. Now, the president said yesterday that it could be 3 to 4 weeks from having a coronavirus vaccine. Now, that's really getting it done quickly.
Listen, it'd be great to find something. I'm really, looking forward to seeing the therapeutics. That's to me is really what's most important. Is therapeutics are what really is what needed, quite frankly, and dealing with this stuff. And it seems like we're doing a much better job inside of hospitals as we continue to see the death tolls come down.
Right.
We mentioned yesterday, we talked about that latest the latest bit of information and antibody study that came out of the University of Pittsburgh, which looks really interesting as well. So yeah, I mean, hopefully we'll see more of this. But again, I'm a big believer too, Matt. I know it sounds conspiracy theory that a lot of what is going on with COVID is going to slowly, kind of fade away after the election.
Well, yeah, I agree with you. Now, what was the big news story of the day that came out of Washington, or should have been the big news story of the day?
What was the biggest news story for today?
Yesterday.
They would talk about the signing ceremony.
That's right. And hardly anybody said anything about it. Hardly anybody at all. It was all left up to people like One American News Now, Newsmax, and Fox to report about the fact that the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain had signed a peace deal with Israel, which also included trade back and forth between each other. And Saudi Arabia apparently is softening their stance on Israel to where they may come aboard, as well as maybe Lebanon. They're working on Lebanon to get them to come aboard, too.
That would be fantastic. I mean, it really would. Again, to finally have that area of the world slowly but surely, mend the problems that it's had. It's been going on for decades. and decades. It just never seems to end. You open that up, and then, you know, the rising tide lifts all boats, trade being done, business being done from these countries. It'd be fantastic. Again, it's a major breakthrough. It's something that we've been hoping for a long period of time. It came close. I mean, Bill Clinton came close back in 2000, and Arafat walked away from the table at that point in time because he decided he still wanted to be a terrorist. Again, obviously we've got to get the Palestinian Authority on board as quickly as possible. This is a great step in that direction.
Did you see the latest? I know you're a sports guy. Did you see the latest about Major League Baseball?
What? Oh, the are you talking about the bubble for the playoffs?
Yeah, did you see what they're going to do?
There's like two sites or something like that. I'm not sure exactly. I heard a little bit about it, how they're going to kind of do what hockey and basketball are doing for the playoffs.
They are. And the other thing is the World Series is going to be in Texas. Now, I'm not sure if it's going to be Houston or Dallas, Arlington to be specific, but... I would think it might be Houston because they have that dome where they can close the roof or open the roof.
Oh, well, yeah, again, you know, it's the first time ever we're going to be holding this at a neutral site.
That's right.
So that's, you know, kind of fascinating if you think about it. But, again, they've been doing a pretty good job. I don't understand. I mean, you got the NFL freaking out over coaches taking their mask off. You guys get tested every day, for crying out loud. You know, why is this necessary? I mean, come on already. Give me a break.
And last week, there was nobody in the NFL, not one person that tested positive, coach, player, or whatever.
Well, I'm sorry, who hasn't been coached?
Last week, nobody in the NFL tested positive for COVID. Nobody.
They're doing the testing every day. Everybody's got to calm down. It's just all about control. It really is.
Yeah. What do you think about Alan Dershowitz filing a $300 million libel lawsuit against CNN?
What was this in regards to? Was this Epstein stuff?
They were taking excerpts of what he said when he was defending the president during the impeachment trial and taking key words out and making it sound like as if he was saying something different and it meant something totally different, and he's suing them for it.
I mean, it's about time. I mean, this one issue that we have in this country that we have to fix is our libel laws. They do a much, much better job over in the U.K. When it comes to this. The media basically has free reign almost to do whatever you want. If you are a public figure, they can say whatever they want. You really don't have much of a recourse. So, yeah, that's an issue in this country.
Now, this is kind of funny because I heard him say it. CNBC's Jim Cramer apologized for calling Pelosi Crazy Nancy.
I saw that yesterday, and that people calling for his head. He obviously flubbed up and screwed up there. But again, it's cancel cultural time, so let's try to ruin his life.
Okay, well, here comes the music. That means I got to let you go, and you have yourself a great day up there and try to stay out of trouble.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check out all the great things he has to offer. And coming up next, Colonel Jim Warshak, U.S. Air Force retired, Hillsborough County Chairman, Republican Party. We're going to be talking to him.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.